Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 505. We have Kurt Barr here, the head of elections in St. Charles. We have Braxton Payne, who is not a control freak. And although he just demonstrated it for us on the break how he completely is. So I was just on my computer, and I learned a few new things about the FBI raid in Mar-a-Lago. Evidently, there was a padlocked basement full of bankers' boxes, full of documents. That's at least being reported widely in the media. There's some law I'm not aware of, but if you are in possession of certain documents that are coded, like it's not just top secret, classified, it's like this is a 569, you cannot run for office again. So this is the big worry that the Trumps have, that if he was in physical possession of these documents, it's just bam. You just can't run again. Joe Biden says that he learned about it from the media. He saw it on the news, which I'm not sure how I feel about that. And it's weird now, again, strange bedfellows, sort of like when Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan. Now you have conservatives calling for police to be defunded and the FBI to be abolished. Even Senator Jim Talent said on this show an hour ago that Ray may be the last FBI director ever. People calling for civil war, which I always just sort of smirk at. I'm not smirking as much as I used to. I mean, if President Trump truly cannot run again because he violated this law and he is in possession of these documents, or if he's indicted, I could really see something happening. Kurt, what do you think?
I don't know if we're going to see civil war because of something like this. But what we do see is either the actual weaponizing of the FBI and the politicizing of the FBI, or, if nothing else, the perception that the FBI is now a political tool to be used by the current president's former opponent or adversaries. And so now we have this lack of trust within the institution of Department of Justice, like we've seen after the 2020 election, a lack of trust with the election process. And so each institution in our country is becoming less trusted, less esteemed, and that's just going to be bad for our way of government in general. I don't know anything about this 596 code or whatever this code is for these. I didn't know that was some way to prevent somebody from running for office. But it would be interesting to see if this was done, because that adds a whole nother layer of, are we now using political games to block out who could run or who could be an opponent? That adds a whole nother level of, do people just disengage and say, okay, politics is just dirty now, I don't want to have anything to do with it? Or does it mean we get even more polarized and even more, okay, these people are our true enemies, they are going to use the justice system against us and we have to fight them every which way?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to unpack here. But I think the one thing that really bothered me about Trump's statement is he compared this to a third world country. I think being a third world country is more of an insurrection attempt than a coup attempt. I think that looks like more of that than going through a whole process with months and months and months of, obviously research and then going before a judge that's supposed to be impartial. I think, too, the FBI director was appointed by Donald Trump. So trying to make this political, it's always going to be political. Everything in our government is political. And with Joe Biden not knowing, I know you mentioned that, and I'm okay with that. The whole point is they're supposed to be independent. And the fact that he says he doesn't know and they're not commenting on it today, I think is important because I don't think they should. I think it should play out and see what happens. But I think the one thing that Donald Trump can do today, he can release the warrant. He can put it in the press. He has every ability to say, hey, this is what they're looking for. Hey, there's nothing here. This is all a bunch of malarkey. I mean, it's nothing. There's nothing there. But he has not released it yet. So that gives me more pause to say, OK, what are they actually looking for? I think there's two different realms here. I think there's legal there's legal things that can happen here, and there's also political things that can happen here. I think the legal stuff is, you know, he can't run again. You know, you'd lose his top secret capabilities. Okay. But there's the political, ramifications here where he's rallying his base. I mean, they were out there in front of Mar-a-Lago last night. I mean, the internet's going crazy. They're all excited. They're going to get behind him. I had a problem with, Comey coming out 2 weeks before Election Day with Hillary Clinton talking about the emails. I didn't have an issue with them investigating the emails or interviewing him. I have they should have done all of that. I had the problem with the timing. I think this is important that they're doing this now before he's decided that he's going to run in 2024. Let's investigate it. Let's put it to bed. If there's nothing there, there's nothing there. So I think the timing is better than it was in 2016.
So let's say, I interviewed Chet Pleven today. I interviewed Senator Jim Talent, and they both agreed that, wow, this is something. This takes a set to send the FBI into a former president's bedroom and crack the safe. So it's either that Donald Trump has done something ridiculously stupid and horrible, and he's going to go to jail, or it's kind of a goose egg. How much concern, Braxton, do you have that if it's a goose egg, this is going to be a motivation to the right, double what the reversal of Roe was?
No, I think it's going to. That's why I think there is the political part of this. I think there's nothing there. But I also don't think that the MAGA crowd really cares if there's anything there or not. I think they're going to rally around them regardless of facts. That's been proven time and time again. They're going to – It's almost a cult at this point. I mean, he can do no wrong. He is their leader. They will do whatever they want. And I don't even consider it the Republican Party anymore. It's the Trump Party. And yeah, there are Republicans that don't agree with him, but it's Trump's party. It's Trump's. Trump is the flag bearer, and whatever he says goes. So I think that's you got to keep in consideration that if there is nothing there, then the FBI is going to be stained for a long time. And I think obviously this went all the way up to the FBI director. It had to go all the way up to Merrick Garland. And I think they understand at the end of the day, they work in a bureaucracy. Politics is important. And I don't think they would have done it if they don't think that there's something there. At least, he took documents from the White House, whether they're classified B6 or whatever it may be. That's kind of been proven by his old press secretary. He said that he took documents and was handing them out and showing them to people all the time. So, I mean, that's not good government. And nobody said that Trump was really in it for being a good, president. He was in it for himself.
Kurt?
Well, I'm going to defend Trump for that last statement.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of people say that Trump was, in fact, a good president. Whether or not they say he was a good man, a lot of people say he was a good president. And there's even a lot of Republicans like, hey, I was a little concerned about him when he first ran,
yeah.
But with his reelection, he had done such a good job that he had a lot of support. So I think, at least on the Republican side, we're going to say he was a good president. As far as the issue of the rallying cry, I do think that, yes, this will be a rallying cry, whether it's a rallying cry towards Trump as a person or not. There's definitely that pro-Trump group that they'll mm-hmm. be rallying around him. But then one of the reasons that so many people like Trump and have gravitated to him from day one is this thought that, whether it's a right-left type of thing or the government versus the people concept, that there is, the government and those with power are after the little man.
Mm-hmm.
And that they see Trump as the fighter, the champion who's battling against the machine, against the swamp for their behalf. And so this is just one more example of the swamp attacking their champion and really attacking them. And so the support of Trump isn't as much the support of a cult leader. It's the support of, pushing back against the swamp.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I do think what happened in 2016 is a good example. is suburban white women did not vote for Hillary Clinton because they were unsure of what was going on with the FBI. And I think you could see now the same thing happening. Yeah, it's going to get his base going. I mean, they're going to be behind him. It probably is going to bring more people into the base, whether it's more people than what the moderates or suburban white women would feel. They're anxious about it. They don't want somebody that is viewed as, I mean, they've already kind of viewed him as, you know, ugh. And I think they could view him more as like, okay, well, there's an excuse now. He's, you know, he's corrupt. And they could add that as a layer of not voting for him. But they're not the vocal. They're not vocal about it. And you know, swing voters are not vocal people. It's the extremes of both parties that are the vocal, most vocal out of everybody. So I think it'll be interesting to see over the next couple of weeks if anything comes out of this. You know, I've heard anywhere from, you know, it's they're going to look at documents, but they're really trying to, you know, see if there's any facts of the insurrection. You know, I think there's, you know, it's a broad net. But I just have to believe that a lot of these professionals have been there for so long, and they really do care about this country, and they do checks and balances, and that the people that are not leading these organizations have the best interests of the American people, you know, and that are trying to not be as political as possible.
So I'm going to ask a question that no one knows the answer to, but I'm just interested in just your guts and your spitballing. Why the hell would you do this? You know, I mean, evidently they already recovered like a dozen boxes that were clearly marked classified. Is it just, if he did do it, is it just hubris? Like, whatever, I'm going to take these. These are fun. Like, why would you do this? Why would anyone take classified documents?
So obviously every president has taken documents from the White House for their library, whether they were personal or whether they're work-related. The problem is when you as a person are the office, it's questionable as to where that divide is. And you know, from what I understand, this has been a issue with every president that, you know, documents are taken. There's always a question, is that an appropriate document or not? Now, whether or not what Trump took was, you know, beyond what others have taken, I have no way of knowing if that's the case or not. But it may be that he thought, hey, these are, you know, appropriate for me to take. I have them as possessions as president, and eventually they're going to go in the Trump library, and that's what it's going to be for. So it may be as simple as that. It may be that, you know, there's something in there that he thought he needed to keep, you know, to have in his back pocket in case of something else. But until we know what those documents are, there's really no way.
It's an interesting point, though. You're right. I did read an article saying that this happens every single time.
Yeah.
Obama took stuff he shouldn't have taken. Hey, can we have that back, Barack? Yes, here you go. So it's a good point.
I mean, to be honest, I think he wants to be cool. I mean, I think, you know, when he's at Mar-a-Lago with everybody, oh, I have all this, I know all this stuff. You know, he's braggadocious. He has been since he was on The Apprentice that I used to watch growing up. I mean, that's his personality. I think he just wants to be cool, and he wants to be liked by everyone. And so, you know, if he has, oh, I have these classified documents, he has no respect for the institution of the White House. I mean, it was obvious when he was president. It's obvious now. He tore up the institution. Hillary Clinton said it when they were running for president, is that if we elect him, the institutions are going to be damaged. And I think you've said it on the show several times. The FBI has been damaged. You know, the Justice Department's been damaged. The White House has been damaged. Every institution has been damaged because we're just making it, you know, kind of sometimes a mockery. And, you know, it's not all Donald Trump's fault, but it is. I mean, it was so flippant about everything that, you know, the White House doesn't have the meaning it used to.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it very much. 524 DGS on KMOX. Fast food news.
We've got a little bit of fast food news going on. And the first story I have is via Barstool Sports. So I saw a TikTok from them. This is the only thing I can find on it. But I'm going to go ahead and report it anyway.
That's the KMOX way.
Chick-fil-A is testing bone-in wings in Nashville right now. You know what that means. Could be everywhere soon. Mm. Bone-in wings from Chick-fil-A. Wings. Sounds good to me.
I mean, if you can't do them right, don't do them. So I'm just warning them.
Well, but it's Chick-fil-A. I mean,
someone at Chick-fil-A just went, she's making a good point. Fellas, can we do this right?
Sir, kill the whole project.
I think the last thing they came out with was the mac and cheese, and boy, howdy, is that good.
You know, I had for one of my first real times, I've had them, but when I was in Florida with the kids, I went and got Chick-fil-A one day for lunch. I got like a 50-count nugget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so good.
Oh, their nuggets are great.
They're ridiculous.
Man, I don't like to admit it, but they're good.
Why don't you like to admit it?
I don't know. Because it's just... Everybody
too
loves
easy.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hate to and, hand it to them.
And I'm really not big on their sandwiches. I could take it or leave it. And
really?
I'm not getting in line for it. I'm telling you that.
Yeah, I don't like the
so
wait.
Fast.
Sometimes they don't.
Mm. It's crazy, the lines.
Bad experience.
So Wendy's has announced a nationwide launch of their new homestyle French toast sticks. These are coming out next week.
Again.
I think that they are
don't
just.
Don't do them if you can't do them right.
Well, they're just copying off of Hardee's
yes.
and their French toast
Hardee's
sticks.
Hardee's are excellent. They are so good. And so I'm sorry, but I was in Burger King line. So I'm like, I'll try them. And they weren't good.
What? They're
the
great.
French toast sticks.
I like the Burger
At Burger King?
King? Yes.
No.
Burger King.
They weren't good. They King. Tasted like grease.
Burger King.
They were soggy. The Hardee's are great.
Well, sure, they taste like grease. I mean.
But the Hardee's don't taste like grease.
Burger King.
So starting next week.
They don't.
You two could not be more of an old married couple. I swear to God. I feel like I'm playing canasta.
And I'm just waiting to tell my McDonald's story.
Tell us.
So next week, McDonald's is offering a back to school deal. So on Monday, you can get a McChicken sandwich for $1.01. On Tuesday, you have a choice of a chicken or sausage McGriddle plus a large coffee for $2.01. Wednesday, 10 McNuggets for $3.01. And on Thursday, a Big Mac plus a medium fries for, you guessed it, $4.01. If you have perfect attendance and you can show on the app that you ordered all of them, you will get a 2x My McDonald's Rewards bonus points accelerator on a single order.
Wait a minute. If you
really
can show that you have a perfect attendance and you buy all their stuff, you get nothing?
You get 2x My McDonald's Rewards points bonus
Ronald
accelerator.
Can kiss my
back
ass.
To school. I couldn't believe a quarter pounder was $5. That sounds...
That's nuts.
Doesn't that sound crazy?
That's a little
you
on the crazy
side. You should
have
perfect attendance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.